This new series from Holistic Matters is called Nutrition Education and Racial Disparities in Health, with new topics and episodes released each month. This is episode one. Today's guest is Dr. Edgar Everett, a chiropractor from St. Louis, Missouri. Dr. Everett believes that having an impact on your community comes from compassion, hard work, and intelligent decision-making. He is a partner at Proficient Chiropractic in the St. Louis metro area, and he is a founding partner of Evoke Chiropractic Coaching. What made you want to be a chiropractor? What motivated you?
Actually, you know, really, when I was in high school, I met a chiropractor at his practice. And when I met him, he was packing all of his things in his truck to go on vacation. And I asked him where he was going. He said he was going to China for a month. And I was like, man, I would love to have a career where I could do that. And that's how I made my initial decision. When I got to undergrad after that, I was convinced that I was going to be a chiropractor at that point. But when I got to undergrad, I worked for a chiropractor near campus. And that's what really solidified it for me, because to see a doctor be in an office where everybody was happy, it was the first time I ever saw that. So I knew that that was something that I really wanted to do, that would be a great fit for me.
And what brought you to the community that you currently work in?
When I first got into practice, I was in a more affluent community, and it didn't honestly feel like a good fit for me. I was working in another chiropractor's office, and when I had the opportunity, about close to a year after I graduated, when I had the opportunity to open my own practice, I really looked at the map of St. Louis, and I wanted to be strategically centrally located, but I wanted everyone to have access to me. So I chose a location that, like I said, was centrally located, but was located in an area where people from St. Louis City and, for us, North County are the two areas where there's more minorities, where they could access me really easily. So it ended up working out. I've been in that spot now for 13 years. So ended up being the right location. But what really motivated me to serve the community I'm serving is that they need it. It's mm-hmm. really just as simple as that. I kind of went mm-hmm. where the need was. Or I drifted towards where the need was as I saw it. And really, as I began to market when I first opened my practice, I was marketing in those communities. Mm-hmm. I was speaking in those communities, doing health screenings in those communities, because there was a need and there was also an enthusiasm for the message of chiropractic, because it's a new message for many people in my community. It's a new message, which is not something that I'm, you know, super happy about, but something that I recognized, you know, needed to be changed. Mm-hmm. So as I began to work and I began to get into practice, I realized that things that we talk about are things that aren't common. It's not knowledge that everybody has. The things that we think are simple and just make sense, people have never heard. So when I got into practice and I was able to start communicating that message and to see how people responded to it, that's what really, really grew, you know, kind of my fire for taking care of people that I take care of.
Mm-hmm. So do you think that if the folks that you interact with in this community, if a chiropractor wasn't within a certain distance, you think they wouldn't end up going? It's really just the accessibility that allows them to participate?
Yeah, I think it's two-part. I think accessibility is really, really important from a transportation standpoint, and just from whatever city you're in, the areas that people are familiar with. But also it is getting out and reaching into those communities. And I think that's the most important part, mm-hmm. is getting out and getting into those communities. The more we got out and we got into those communities, the more people responded. Again, it's a message that people are open to, but we had to go to them.
Mm-hmm. Right. In the beginning, when you were initially starting to reach out in those communities, did you end up talking to and seeing a lot of patients who were seeing a chiropractor for the very first time?
They hadn't seen chiropractors before. Most people had no experience with chiropractors, mm-hmm. Had never met one, didn't really know what we did, and absolutely hadn't seen any that looked like me. So that was, you know, all new for most of the people that we see. When I was in my third or fourth year in practice, we had a coach, a chiropractic coach, And he was talking to us and he said, you know, most people who come into your office will have had chiropractic experience before, but you need to reshape the way they think about it. And me and my partner both said at the exact same time, not in our practice, because most of the people who come to our practice, it's their first time being introduced to chiropractic. So it's their first time getting adjusted. It's the first time talking about their nervous system specifically. It was the first time talking about their body from the inside out instead of from the outside in. So all these principles were brand new for the people that we see.
Mm-hmm. And how do you feel like that changes how you approach your communication or how you work with patients when that's their experience?
There needs to be more education. There has to be a lot more education in the way that we approach our practice members. We have to teach them these principles first as a baseline before we really get specifically into what chiropractic is and how it works and how it can change the body over time and how we're just facilitating the normal processes of the body. We have to teach those principles first before we can really get into specifically what their problem is, how we can help them, what we need to do, mm-hmm. all of those things. They got to get that knowledge base first. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it's really about that foundational education first. And that's the one thing I see different, because I have a lot of kind of conversations with my counterparts and that's not an area that they need to go into. It's not a place where they need to go when they're talking about chiropractic and when they're explaining it to their new practice members. It's mostly about, this is your problem. This is what we're going to do. This is what it costs. So for us, we got to do all that other stuff first before we get to that.
So how do you incorporate the education piece into your practice? Can you like give us, you know, a walkthrough of when a new patient comes in, how do you go about introducing them, what some of the education that you talk to them, and how does that fit into, you know, the setup of your visit and the follow-ups?
Yeah, definitely. So the first thing is, when a new practice member comes into our office, the first thing we do is an office tour. And the office tour is not designed just to show them around the practice. The office tour is designed to begin their education process. So the very first thing we show them is our tree of life. And our tree of life has families and kids and older people all on this tree, so that they begin to get the understanding that chiropractic is not just because you slipped and fell, or you have a headache, or you have carpal tunnel, that it's for the entire family. That's the first thing we show them. From there, we move into our area where we have all of our nutrition, all of our products, and we talk to them about how you integrate those things into your body. And that's when we begin the inside out conversation. From there, we go to our exercises, and we have a board that shows the degenerative process. What can happen if your body is not taken care of, if your spine isn't aligned, if those joints aren't moving, if you have stress on the nervous system, what can happen? So we show them that progression over time on a specific board that we have. We come around and we have our wellness wall, which is another education point where we talk to them about, you know, once you go through this process and we help to get you closer to where you need to be, the next step is for you to maintain that. So we have this big wellness wall, and then they come around and they see people getting adjusted. They see people on the table, and it's really, for many of those people, their first introduction to what the adjustment looks like. And our practice is open. We have open bay adjusting, and that's on purpose to be able to create a community. Really, really important for them to be able to see other people that look like them, you know, their age, maybe with some of the same things that they have going on, in there getting care and are happy to be there. Again, like I saw back when I was in undergrad, for people to come in and see people happy to be there. We have a couple of other points, other walls and things that we show people where we educate them about specifically how the nervous system functions really quick before they go into the room for the exam. We talk about all the workshops and things that we do and how we're out in the community. So our very first step is that tour where we really start the education. Then they go into the exam room, and then we get into, you know, some more deep description of what it is that we do.
Dr. Everett, you talked about, you know, how you reached out and at first it was a little bit difficult. How did you overcome some of that? And what were some of the things that you did to really get your community involved about their health and wellness?
Yeah, so I teach this. So we have, I keep saying we because I have a partner, Dr. Xavier Tipler, in our practice. And we have three other doctors that work in our practice. One of the first things that we teach them when they come into the practice is about the communication style. And that was something that we learned really, really early on when we got into practice was, you know, we were getting the door kind of slammed in our face when we first got out and we said, hey, we want to teach you guys at your church or your community center or your nonprofit or, you know, the clubs that you belong to want to teach you about chiropractic. And what we realized is that we were speaking doctor speak, right? Professional speak, and that wasn't connecting. And we quickly realized that what we needed to do was to speak to people the way we always speak to people. The way you speak to your family members and your friends is to speak to the pastor of that church just as if he was your dad or your uncle. To speak to the lady who was in charge of a club the same way you speak to your mom or your grandmother. And when we changed that communication style and got more comfortable just being ourselves and communicating in that fashion, things changed. Because in my culture, it's very much about relationship. It's about feeling, right? They have to get to know you. They have to like you before anything else can happen. That's the first thing. They have to be able to trust you first, and you have to be honest and you have to be upfront because they can sniff that out pretty easily. So for us, we understood that we needed to just be ourselves, communicate and get straight to the point and tell them what it is and what it is we want to do and why we're here. And once we did that, once we explained the why, then people really, really got on board.
Yeah, I think that's important no matter whoever you're communicating with, right? Yeah. Having that language that meets their needs instead of talking over them, because they really want to understand how it affects their body. And if they don't understand what you're saying, then it just shuts people down.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You talked about this a little bit when you were describing the tour that you take patients through. But can you talk a little bit more about nutrition education in your practice and how you use that and how that affects the health of your patients?
Sure, in a couple different ways. One, in our practice, we begin to talk to our practice members about how the body functions, but that nutrition and chiropractic and all those things that exist on the wellness side of healthcare are about facilitating the natural processes of the body. It's not about changing it. It's about helping the body. And that's where we start. And for us, there's two components. There's the chiropractic adjustment and there's nutrition. The body needs to function chemically and the body needs to function physically in order for you to be healthy and mentally as well. So we talk to them about that. And so for us, actually, we do a lot of workshops in our practice. And by far, our most popular workshop is our nutrition workshop. I mean, we have 2 or 3 times as many people at that workshop than we do at any of our other workshops. Because one, it's an area that people are familiar with, but I think many of them understand that they don't have as much knowledge as they need in order to get the results that they're looking for to be as healthy as they want. So when people come, we do a pretty in-depth workshop on nutrition, on nutrients, how those things integrate into the body, how the body begins to function differently when you get those things, how the body functions when you are deficient in those things. And you can see the light bulb kind of go off in people as they're connecting with the things that you're saying and the things that are going on with them. And they realize that the way they're eating is affecting their health, which for us is a simple concept, but it's really, really not a simple concept for most people. They really don't understand that a burger from McDonald's, although it has all these components in it, are not the same. They really don't understand that. They understand, you know, they see that there's this and that and this and that in there. And these are all things that I need, but they don't understand that the forms that they come in or what they're carried with can really affect how they perform in the body. And so when we break those things down and we talk to them about things as simple as water or refined sugar or anything, right? Magnesium, we talk to them about these things, the gears start to turn. And when those gears start to turn, they realize where they are versus where they need to be. So for us, nutrition is that next layer, because we were, when we first got into practice, so we just started carrying nutrition products maybe 5 or 6 years ago. Prior to that, we adjusted. That was it. You come in our practice, you get adjusted. And that's not enough. The chiropractic adjustment is amazing, but it's not enough because people need changes. They need lifestyle changes. They need their bodies changed in order to facilitate what it is that we're doing, right? So we have people continuing to come back with the same issue year after year after year, but they're just as sick. And we realize with them being sick, the things that we're doing aren't holding, right? They're not working. So we added those, an exercise component, and we added a nutrition component about 5 or 6 years ago. And it's really, as we've grown, we've really, really begun to see an increase in people's performance in our office.
I know that when growing up, my parents went to see chiropractors, and I very much only associated chiropractic with adjustment, which is probably true for a lot of folks, but it wasn't until recently working with Holistic Matters that, really in the past 2 years, realizing that chiropractic can be so much more, you know, like you were describing, exercise, nutrition, and the adjustment. It's really the holistic, all-inclusive approach where to truly have sustainable, long-term change, you know, you can't do just one. You have to incorporate all of those. So I wonder, for many of your patients who are seeing a chiropractor for the first time, is it a surprise to them that you're also offering them, you know, lifestyle changes and nutrition and exercise and supplements and all sorts of things?
You know what it is? It really is. Because, you know, most of the people that come into our practice come in for pain. They come in for back pain. They come in for headaches. They come in for, you know, specific issues. And when we begin to talk to them about, you know, how much more they need to do in order to, if they want to get healthy, they want their bodies to function the way that they want it to function, that there's more that we need to do. So our next layer is we also have a naturopath in our building that we work with. And so when someone needs that next layer, we send them to Dr. Asia. And that's when she gets even deeper than the things that we're able to do, because we are chiropractors. And I think that it's important for chiropractors to have nutrition and talk about nutrition, because we are the biggest portal into wellness. We are the biggest portal into holistic healing. Chiropractors see more people than anybody else in true healthcare. So it is important for us to be that introduction to changing the body's chemistry. And so for us, that's what we feel like we are. We feel like we're that introduction to people changing the body's chemistry. And we have so many practice members that need so much more. So we make sure that they get what it is that they need.
So I want to switch gears just a little bit and ask you, in your experience, what obstacles face minority chiropractors, but also healthcare practitioners in general?
I think that it's the same as healthcare practitioners in general. It's just more concentrated when it comes to minorities. It is about communication. It's about getting the word out and people getting a level of understanding. Like we were talking about, Sarah, people understanding what it is that we're saying, right? And being able to communicate with them on a level that they can connect with and relate to. So for us, it's a lot of people just not having any knowledge base whatsoever, or very little, and working from there and really helping to introduce these concepts. Because it really is just about introducing concepts and introducing principles to people to get them started down that road, because you have to walk them along. Because we'll have people who come in and think they need to eat red meat at every meal to make sure that they get enough protein. So we have to walk them through that not being true and what those alternatives are. We have to walk them through why it's so important to take a multivitamin every single day, right? We have to start there before we get into, you know, more in-depth things. Just explaining the concept of something like that is, I think, one of the biggest challenges that we have. Explaining how the body's nervous system works, explaining how chiropractic works at its most basic level, is the biggest challenge, and chiropractors being able to successfully communicate that. So for us in our coaching program, that is one of the biggest areas that we work on with other doctors, is teaching them how to communicate the chiropractic message in a way that people can absorb it, in a way that people can understand it and they can connect with it.
And can you tell us a little bit more about the coaching program that you do?
Yeah. So we're Evoke Chiropractic Coaching. We've been around for about 6 years now. And really in the past 3 years, we've really kind of accelerated things. So we were created because of this, what all the stuff that we've been talking about is, what we find is that minorities aren't getting adjusted at the rate that they should be getting adjusted, and they need it maybe even more than anybody else, because we suffer from the most conditions. We die the fastest, we die the youngest, we're the most unhealthy. So we feel like there's a call for chiropractors, for minority chiropractors, to be in those minority communities and serving at a high level, not just be in those communities, but to be serving at a high level, to be a presence in those communities. So that's why Evoke was created. And so we offer a number of different things for chiropractors, chiropractic students, and practicing chiropractors to help to either get them prepared when they graduate or while they're out in practice to help them really move their practice to the next level. And it's everything from adjusting to communication to office procedures, administrative stuff, hiring, staffing, all of that stuff that creates a successful chiropractic practice. Because what we know is that if we can help them create a successful chiropractic practice, then they're serving more people. And ultimately for us, it's about more people getting into chiropractic, more practice members in all these cities around the country getting adjusted. That's the most important part. And we, you know, we realize that the greatest way for us to have reach is to help other people to be successful.
And what do you find or see common issues or challenges or questions that the students or new chiropractors that you mentor, do you see similar things that people struggle with?
Yeah, really two things. Really, it's the finances, right? Being able to open or sustain a chiropractic practice from a financial standpoint tends to be a really big hurdle. The other big hurdle is just being a business person. You can be a great chiropractor, but if you can't run a business, you'll never get to take care of anyone. So we spend a lot of time talking about the business aspect of their practice. You know, when you're bringing in new people, how to bring them through the progression and make them lifetime practice members. Those are the two areas where we really see a lot of the issues. So we spend a lot of our training on, because we meet a lot of great chiropractors who are great at their craft and great at what they do. But if you're only taking care of 10 people a day, then you can't run a business and you're not having a great impact. But if we can teach you how to bring a bunch of people in and get out in your community and get embedded in your community, and when those people come in, how to convert them into this wellness world, right? How to bring them over to your side. If we can teach people how to do that, then they begin to have success.
Mm. I've read in your bio that you wrote that your goal is to challenge the status quo and stretch your consciousness. Could you expand a bit on this?
Yeah, so there's my partner, Xavier Tipler, who's my partner in practice as well as what we evoke, and my other partner, Dr. Frank Vaught, it practices in Chicago. And the three of us, you know, work together on Evoke. And I think that I tend to be the one that challenges the most, that challenges the status quo the most, because I many times feel like the status quo is what's hurting us. Doing things the same way is going to get you the same results. So I like for people to think outside the box, to be okay with being challenged. I like to ask the tough questions, bring up the tough topics, be direct about the issues that we have so that we can solve them. Because I think that we just don't have time to waste anymore when it comes to people's health. We just don't have time to waste anymore. We're sick. We're dying. We're not making it. We all know the statistic that the next generation will be the first generation that won't live as long as their parents in history. So we are getting sicker. So we don't have time to waste. You know, we can't softball these issues. Feel like we have to attack them directly. Now, my partners are very good at being diplomatic and sometimes that gets way more things done. So there's a time for me to speak and there's a time for me not to speak. And, you know, I've learned that. But I feel like it's my calling to get to the point.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's why you have partners too, because everyone rounds each other out.
Exactly.
I feel like too, that's you, and then also the way that you work with your founders at Evoke, it's such a good message to send to the new chiropractors and student chiropractors to help them see, you know, if they work hard and have the right mentality and they can aspire to something. So I can't imagine how effective and helpful that must be for young chiropractors.
We try to be. We actually work a whole lot with students. Mm-hmm. Being in St. Louis, Logan is here, Logan College. Is here, so we work a lot with students, and we're working with the craft, but we're also talking about those other things, those business principles, communication, all those things to help them be successful. Because if we want to change the path that we're on, then I'm 42, they're 22. It's important that they get the message, that they get the big idea about chiropractic, because honestly, chiropractic is struggling for those reasons, is that we're beginning to lose a little bit of focus on why we're here and what chiropractic is all about. And our message is beginning to be watered down. And so, again, like I said, I try to be very direct. Chiropractic is a craft that can only be practiced by chiropractors. What we do can only be practiced by us. So if we get away from that, then the people in our communities lose out. They lose out. All the other things that are in healthcare, are in holistic healthcare, are amazing things, and we need all of those things equally as we need chiropractic. But chiropractors are the only ones who can practice what we do. So we really try to encourage chiropractors to be chiropractors, to take care of people and take care of their spine and their nervous system, and implement these other things that help to support the systems that we're trying to open up. So it sometimes it's a challenge, because I think the chiropractic education is moving away from chiropractic and bringing a bunch of other things in because those things are great and because those things are important. But they're missing the point that if we don't adjust, nobody else will.
Go to holisticmatters.com to learn more about our guests from today's episode and to get the nutrition education you need for yourself and for others. That's holistic with a W. Have a great week.